will help us as we move toward the fulfillment of this year. Last Lord's Day, I wanted us to consider loving more. Loving more like God in 2020. And I know that the world in which we live needs love. And when we understand what that love is, the love of God and God being love, I'm sure that it cannot help but to make our world a better place. It'll make you a better person, having exemplified the love that God has asked. This morning, I want to continue to share things that I'm hoping that you will put in 2020 to make it a successful year. I'm going to Genesis chapter 24, and actually I'm going to cover much of that chapter. But this morning I want to focus our attention on decisions. Making wise and spiritual decisions in 2020. I know that when you talk about making decisions, we're faced with situations in life that require us to constantly make choices. And some of these choices that we make, they're very easy. Easy choices. When I got up this morning, I had to make a choice or a decision what to wear. Well, that was not a difficult one, because after you get a certain weight, it's not so many things that you have to choose from. Amen. And so, you know, choosing what you're going to wear, you know, that's an easy decision. Another easy decision is when you have to make a selection concerning what you're going to eat. And living in America, you have so many choices, and it's easy to make, you know, you can close your eyes and just make that particular choice. And I know we need to make wiser decisions about what we eat, but I still say that eating is an easy decision for us to make. What television show you're going to watch, those are easy decisions. But what I'm focusing in are on decisions that are more difficult and decisions that require a deeper level of thought. When you talk about a career path, what career path will I take? Now, that's different from making a decision about what you're going to wear, or making a decision about what you're going to eat, or what movie you're going to see. When you talk in terms of a career, that's a difficult decision that one has to make. When you think in terms of a marriage partner, now, please don't choose a marriage partner like you choose somewhere to eat. I'm telling you, that's a lot more difficult, amen. You're going to have to put some thought into who you're going to marry, amen. You can't just reach out there and just grab something and say, well, okay, I made that decision. So you're going to have to do that. And then you're going to have to recognize that even having a family, and this is for the younger families, are we going to have children or not going to have them, or when we're going to have them? There are so many, what job am I going to take? So I realize that there are easy decisions to make, and then there are those difficult ones. Now, the reason I call those difficult decisions is because they will shape who you are. I call them difficult because they will shape your future. Depending on the decision that you make, it will determine your future. It will determine a whole lot about who you are and what you are. And so I have chosen to go into the scripture and to highlight the life of Abraham. Abraham is making a decision. And I'm looking at Genesis chapter 24. Now, there are many lessons. Please note, that there are many lessons that I can teach from Genesis chapter 24 concerning Abraham. But I'm focusing our attention this morning on the decision-making process. And go with me now to Genesis chapter 24, and I want you to look with me, and I want to read again. It was read very beautifully earlier, but I want you to get the background of what we're going to use for making wise decisions in 2020. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, the God of the earth, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, to my kindred, take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto thy son, unto my son from thence. The first thing that I want us to recognize in making a wise decision, you need to identify the goal that you're seeking to achieve. You have to recognize what is the main goal. Now, when you read this, you're going to say, Brother Gibbs, the goal is for Isaac to have a wife. And Abraham is making a decision. He's making a decision that the wife that my son is to have must come from my homeland and not from here among the Canaanites. That's not really the goal. The wife for Isaac is secondary. The main goal is found in verse number 7, when he says, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land my kindred, which spake unto me, swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, and he shall send his angel before you. Now, the goal is wrapped up in the covenant that God had made with Abraham. He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, when I take you out of the land of your father, I'm going to give you a land. I'm going to make your name great. And then he said, all of the families of the earth, watch this, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in your seed. Now, you would think that this goal is really not what he's seeking. Every man wants his wife or his son to have a wife. But it's the kind of wife that he wants. And why he wants a certain wife and why he wants him to go to his father's land, his brother's land, instead of taking a wife among the Canaanites. May I say to you that Abraham had a core goal. And if you and I in 2020 don't focus on a core goal in life, every decision that you make is going to be somehow skewed. I'm simply saying to you in 2020 that unless you have a core focal goal from which all decisions are made, you run the risk of not truly being able to be successful in 2020. Now, Brother Gibbs, what are you saying? What I'm simply saying to you is that that covenant, that through his seed, that he would become great and that he would, his seed would possess the land and that all nations shall be blessed. That was this man's core goal in life from 75 when he received it to 140 that he is now. 75 to 140, he is still making all of his decisions based on his covenant and his relationship with God. All I'm saying to you this morning is that if you don't have a sure spiritual goal based on a relationship with God, the decisions that you make are not going to be in keeping. Why do you say that? Because the Bible is right. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You've got to understand that when you make sure that God is the center, please know that God is the very reason and the core, the focal point of why I make a decision. I make a career decision based on my relationship with God. If I take a wife, based on my relationship with God Almighty. If whatever I do, if I make sure that it springs from my relationship with God, then I am assured of the fact that where I'm going and what I'm about to do is going to be successful. Hear the Bible. Matthew 6, verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Watch this, and all of these things shall be added unto you. What's the core? Seek the kingdom first. What's the core? God's righteousness. Then the Bible said, all of these things shall be added unto you. Watch this, Romans 8:28. The Bible said, for we know that what? All things work together for good for them who, watch this, love God and them who are called according to his purpose. What's the core? The core is those who love God. What's the core? Those who are called according to his purpose. I guarantee you, whatever decision you make, if you seek the kingdom first, I guarantee you that if you love God, I guarantee you that if you or about his purpose, whatever decision you make, God is going to bless that decision and you're going to be successful. You've got to anchor your life on God. Anchor all of your living on God Almighty. As I look at my children, especially my grandchildren, and they wander out into life making decisions, I want them to know from their pawpaw that if they take God as the reason for living, as the whole essence of living, if they make sure that what they're doing is based on his purpose, if they make sure that the kingdom of God is what they're really all about, I just know that whatever you do is going to be successful. Now, the second point that I want to make and that is found in the 8th verse. The point that I want to make here is that you have to weigh your options and realize whatever choice you make, whatever decision you make, there are going to be consequences to that decision. I just ought to stop and ask myself before I make the decision, study it. What are the consequences if I go this direction? What will happen if this comes about? This is what Abraham had to do in verse number 8. He said, and if the woman, watch him now, if the woman, because the servant said, now, she may not want to come to this land. She may decide that she doesn't want your son. But here's Abraham dealing with the consequences. He said, if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. Don't take my son to my father's land. I know that it's important, but you got to keep him. Wait a minute now. You got to keep him here. Ask me, why, if it's just about marriage, why can't Isaac leave Canaan, go to Mesopotamia, be with a wife? If it were just about a wife, he could. But it's not the core reason. His decision is based on the promise that God would bless his people with the land of Canaan. So as Isaac gets a wife, that wife must come from Mesopotamia. Come to Canaan. Why? Because the blessing of God is not in Mesopotamia. The blessing of God is in Canaan. So if the decision for the wife, if she doesn't want to come back here with you, she ain't the one. Amen. I don't care how pretty she is. She ain't the one. I don't care if she got a Coke bottle figure. She ain't the one. Am I right about it? No. What's anchoring the decision is based on the consequences. It's based on the option. The only option is that she must come here. Amen. Isaac must stay here. Am I right about it? Now, he also understood that the reason I don't want him to take a woman out of Canaan. Now, he could have done that. But watch this. Well, Canaanites are idolatrous. Canaanites are polytheistic. They believe in all kinds of gods. But in his father's home, they have been exposed to monotheism. They are, amen. So you can't just get any woman in Canaan. Am I right about it? It's got to be a woman who understands, amen, the covenant. Am I right about it? Oh, I know I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to show you how to make a wise decision. Don't ever leave the core. Don't ever leave the reason why God, amen, I got to make a decision based on what God wants me to do. Am I right about it? I just can't go out there and pick a woman, amen. No. She got to be a wife that believes in the God that I believe in. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Before I go and get a job, I've got to make sure that job, amen, doesn't take me away from God Almighty, doesn't take me away from my purpose in God Almighty. Somebody say, well, Brother Gibbs, I can make $100,000 more if I take this job. If it's going to take you away from God, wrong decision. Amen. Wrong decision. Amen, 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 amen. The Bible is right. The Bible tells us plainly, Galatians 6 and verse number 7, God is not mocked. Amen. Oh, no. You can't deceive and mock God Almighty. God knows. He says that whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You ought to stop and ask yourself, if I sow here, what will I reap? Am I right about it? And then the Bible is right. When it says in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse number 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You got to make sure that you get the right person. Just because you say, well, I want to get married. No, you don't want to just get married. I know you can make that decision, but you want to get a godly mate. You want to get somebody that shares your faith. Am I right about it? Amen. Now, we're getting this thing backwards. Amen. I might as well just go and tell the truth. Some of us getting in relationship before we ever think about the covenant of God Almighty. And then we want to back up. Amen. 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 I'm just going to tell it like it is and move on out. Am I right about it? Well, you see, Brother Gibbs, this is the circumstance now. No, you made that decision. Amen. Come on now. Talk back to me. You're backing it up. No, go right. Start out with God Almighty. Am I right about it? Amen. Sister Gibbs and I, amen, I didn't, I'm going to be honest about it. I wasn't thinking about no covenant when I met her. Am I right about it? No. Wasn't even thinking about no covenant of God. Amen. That girl just looked good to me. Amen. 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 But my father made a decision. He made a decision that I was going to a Christian college. My father, out of all of the decisions, all of the choices, he decided you going to a Christian college. If I pay for it, you're going to a Christian college. Her mom and daddy said the same thing. You're going to a Christian college. Mine said Southwestern. Her mom and daddy said Southwestern. So it's the decision of my mother and father, our mothers and fathers, that helped us to come together. Am I right about it? But they made, watch this now, they made the decision based on a relationship with God Almighty. Knew I was going to be crazy. Amen. Put him in a situation where he can, amen, that his choices are much better. And after 48 years, I'm glad that God gave me, amen, he helped me. He did, he helped me. I was crazy. I ain't going to tell no lie about it. Crazy, crazy, crazy. They could have driven a Mack truck up my nose. Amen. Amen. But Sister Gibbs, I'm sorry. But I just love that girl. Amen. All right. I'm off of you now. Amen. Amen. But we make a decision. Listen to me well. Amen. 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 Don't act like I'm the only one. Amen. All right. But here's what I'm trying to show you. Now, I want to end this lesson by showing you, yes, look at the option. No man, Luke 14:28, for which of you intending to build a tower, sit it not down first and counteth up the cost. I'm just asking you, count up the cost. But make sure it's based on that core belief, that core covenant, core relationship that you have with God. And I'm guaranteeing you, listen to me well, I'm guaranteeing you, God guarantees you success. If you do this, if you make your decision based on a covenant relationship with God, and you weigh your options, and all the options lead you right back to that relationship with God, I guarantee you, God guarantees you success. Well, Brother Gibbs, I want success in my decision-making. Well, here it is. Look with me. I'm going now to, and I want this third point, I want you to just say, make the decision based on God. Make the decision based on God. First of all, identify your goal and make sure that that main goal is based on covenant relationship and relationship with God. Your faith and your core belief must be the basis from which you make your difficult decision. Secondly, weigh the options. Make sure that every option comes right back into that, comes right back into your core belief. If I go this route, will it take me away from God? If I choose this person, will it take me away from God? If you make sure that you weigh your options based on your relationship with God, watch this, I guarantee you, guarantee you that God is going to help you to be successful. Now, here's how I know that. Now, watch this. The servant, I'm going back to verse number one. Servant, verse number, well, I want to go to verse number 10. That's what I need. Verse number 10. Put that on the screen. Now, watch this. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. See, you're going to have to make the decision now. All right? You know what's important? You weighed it. Now, cast yourself out on God. I mean, just go ahead. You can't answer all the questions. You don't have any idea what all is out there. But all I'm asking you to do in 2020 is that once you get sure that I'm basing this for the right reason, on the right person, and I've weighed all the circumstances, all the consequences, now just cast yourself out on God. Go on and do it. Well, God, I made this decision for this girl, and I know that it's in keeping with the covenant, but I'm still afraid. I don't even be afraid. Go on out there. Don't worry about that career. Don't worry. Just make sure. Now, this is what I want you to see. And the Bible says, and I'm just going to read this, and then I'm through. I'll make a point or two, and then I'm through. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camel to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God, my father, or my master, of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speedy. Send me good speed this day. Show kindness unto my master Abraham. Now watch him. He said, behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel, to whom shall I say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for my servant Isaac. Thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. What did he do? He cast himself out on the very providence of God Almighty. And let me tell you something about the providence of God. The providence of God is simply God taking and integrating, blending the events in order to achieve his desired result. Say it again, Brother Gibbs. Providence is God taking the events, integrating them, blending them in order to achieve his desired results. See, this servant knew that Abraham believed in God. And he knew and cast himself out on the providence of God. But here's what he did. He prayed to God. He prayed to God. Once you cast yourself out and you make a decision, I'm begging you, pray to God. And this is what God will do. James chapter 1 and verse number 5, the Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. He said, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Here's the point. I'm trying to show you that God will give you wisdom. God will give you what you need if your core faith and belief is right. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind. Now here's the rest of the story, and here's the end of the story. The Bible says in verse number 15 of Genesis chapter 24, listen to it, and it came to pass. It always comes to pass if you do it the way God is asking you to do it. Make a decision. I'm talking about a wise decision, the way that I'm telling you. It came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher up on her shoulder. And the dazzler was very fair to look upon. Here's what God will do for you. Let me tell you something. You don't go looking for looks. Don't go looking for, the lust of the eye and the pride of life. You just do the will of God. And if you do the will of God, God will turn around and give you somebody pretty. Am I right? Amen, amen. Well, that was a good point, Brother Gibbs. Virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher. Listen, the servant doesn't know Rebekah, and Rebekah doesn't know the servant, but who knows him? God knows him. How did the servant and Rebekah get together? God brought them together. God will bring your events together. God knows Rebekah, the servant. He knew the servant. He knew Abraham. He knew what the purpose of his coming was. And so God fixed it where those two came together. The man prayed, and immediately after his prayer, God sent Rebekah. That's the kind of God that we serve. And that's what I'm trying to show you, is that if you make a wise decision in 2020, I know those are some easy decisions, but I'm talking about those hard decisions. Don't let folk fool you. Don't get tempted to leave your core. Don't get tempted to leave your relationship. To say, well, God understands. No, God understands this, that when you make a decision based on him, that you ought to have enough faith and trust in him that he'll make sure that everything will work out for you. When somebody said, well, Brother Gibbs, I'm going to leave this job, and I'm going to leave this job. I know that it's going to take me away from God and take me away from worship, and I'm not going to be able to do this. Oh, I'm going to take this job, and it's going to take me away from my family, but God knows I need to support my family. Don't you have enough faith in God that if you just go ahead and cast yourself out on God Almighty, don't give up your family. Don't give up the Lord's house. God will fix it. God has promised us that he'll provide for us. Oh, church, that's my lesson for this morning. I'm just asking you, as you make decisions, you read the rest of that story, and you'll find out that Rebekah was the one, and that the servant was successful, very successful, and he brought her back. Watch this. He brought her back to Canaan. But when he talked to Laban and talked to the woman's father, he laid out the principle on which his master Abraham sent him. And that is, through his seed, all of the families of the earth would be blessed. And if you read the story, you're going to find out that the reason that they agreed to send her with the servant was because they too embraced the very purpose and the core belief of Abraham. And because of that, now here's what he did. He proved to this man that God was with Abraham. He showed him all of the gold, showed him all of the gifts, and he said that the God of my master has blessed him in all things. And so God has proven that if you stay with him, I know you're a single mother, raising your children. Don't be foolish. Don't go out there and get hooked up with somebody that doesn't even share with you in your core beliefs and your relationship. Don't do that, because every decision you make has consequences. And if you're not careful, it'll come back and it'll hurt you. But you put your faith, that's all I'm asking you to do, is put your faith in God. That God, as he worked it out for this servant, brought Rebekah to him, and then Rebekah to Isaac. And then the two of them were blessed to stay in covenant relationship with God. God will do the same thing for you. So in 2020, make a decision based on what you know, and what you know is the very essence and the covenant relationship that you have with God. Stay faithful to him in 2020. He'll even help you in your school. I know you say, well, Brother Gibbs, that test that's coming up, you know, I'm just not ready for that test. Well, if you stay with God, God will fix it where the instructor might be ill the next day. And I just believe that kind of stuff. I do. Oh, God will fix it. God will make him sick. Am I right? God will make him sick. And he'll have to call in and say, I can't make it today. And so y'all got another week. Eh? That's just the kind of God I serve. I believe that with all of my heart, that's the way God will work. So you young people, stay with God. Stay with God. Make wise decisions in 2020. If you're here, one of the wisest decisions you can make is have a covenant relationship with God. And the only way you can do that is through his son. You're going to have to make a decision to come to Christ. In 2020, if you have not made a decision to come to Christ, you come to Christ by hearing his gospel, believing it with all of your heart, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, buried with him in the water, grave of baptism. When you make a decision for Christ, all of heaven becomes at your convenience. God will see to it that all of heaven is now focused on you as one of his servants. He'll go with you. He promised us that he will be with us to the end of this age. Don't go through life without Christ. Don't take another year without Jesus Christ being the very center and the core of your life. If you do that, I guarantee you, God guarantees you, the Bible guarantees you, that you will have success, whatever decision you make, if you base it on what God has asked you to do. Will you come? Come right now while together we stand and sing. Will you come?
Please.